While she is no longer a TD, she still holds ministerial office, still has responsibility. It was a political decision, and there's no point in hiding between the health agency. This is not acceptable. And in fact, they have said in the past that Donegal will require another 550 beds by the end of 2020. I mean, that's not possible. By closing down these and opening another one, they can still open the new nursing unit, but they still have to retain the three that are there and provide funding to upgrade them to the highest HICWA and Department of Health standards. So in short, a meeting with the minister is absolutely essential. And I do hope that the minister and the Fine Gael candidate can facilitate this.
You are reassuring the public, if Fianna Fáil is returned to government, that they will reverse this decision. Your leader, Micheál Martin, visited Donegal last week and did make that promise. Is there any indication as to if that promise was made in writing?
Well, of course, the leader of the party, who is a former minister for health, visited the three hospitals, met with the action committee and gave an absolute assurance. I'm quite sure that he will be prepared to do this and put this in writing, and I have requested him to do so.